Talking travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas, and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn is back with us from Ed Finn Travels, and he is on his travels. You're in Berlin, Ed, as we speak.
Yeah, Jude, I haven't been here for about 4 years. Beautiful weather, 17 degrees, really, really nice. So looking forward to a few days here now.
Very nice talking to us from his hotel room. We're going to take a look today at why the Camino is now the hottest travel trend around. I'm hearing so many people doing this, Ed.
Yeah, imagine last year alone, Trina, over 530,000 people completed the Camino. And that's the highest ever recorded, right? Up nearly 90% in 10 years. Loads of young people who are not just looking for the beach holiday anymore. Thanks to TikTok and a lot of things, it has become really, really fashionable. So it's absolutely booming.
God, who would have thought? It used to be a thing years ago. It was older people that did the Camino, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, you did it almost like, you know, to say you're trying to get a pass into heaven kind of thing, you know. But of course, Trina, like, it's not even a religious thing much anymore. Because in the years gone by, I mean, it was a medieval pilgrimage and everybody would do it in the olden days. TikTok and Instagram, the media landscape has changed so much, but the Camino is now a life-changing journey, but young people are really buying into it. And I suppose it's a lot to do as well with the times we're living in at the moment. Even though we talk about social media, when you walk the Camino, I mean, you don't even have coverage half the places you are, because you're in these beautiful little towns. You meet strangers who become friends. I remember I did it about 15 years ago. I walked from Sarria to Santiago. That's the last 110 kilometers. And I thought, I need this like a hole in the head now. And the next thing I knew, 2 days later, you're taken out of your comfort zone and you're put into a totally different situation. And it's your mindset shifts completely.
Do you need to be fit as a fiddle for this, Ed?
Well, you know me, right? And you know that a fiddle and fit and me don't go, no, is the answer.
No.
No, you don't at all. And in fact, like, I was worried about that because I had been away to America on a trip before I did it and I'd put up a few pounds. But anyway, we'll say about that. You can do it at your own pace. And a lot of the companies, what they do is they take your bags and they, like, you walk and then your bags are delivered to your little 3-star hotel or your refugio when you get there. So it can be done very nicely. A lot of people as well even cycle the Camino. I mean, I know, which is, but the walking is really something that's very, very important. And I mean, we've our own, from St. James's Gate in Dublin, the St. James's Church there in the Liberties, people actually go from there and start it out. So, like, there's all sorts to different, you know.
So how does it work, Ed? So you're doing the walk for, say, a day, is it? And then you're stopping off at a hotel
absolutely.
Or whatever, staying the night there. Then what happens? Your bags are moved to another place?
Yeah, it's up to yourself. I mean, look, some people go and they take very little with them.
Just travel light,
But most people would do that. Now, there's loads of companies in Ireland, we'll name them later, but that do it, right? You fly in, they pick you up, they take you to the starting point, and you have your little passport and you get stamped with the little shell all along the way.
Along the route.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's very nice. And there's different ones. You can do the Camino Francis, which is the most popular one. The Camino del Norte, which is now, we've new flights coming up to Oviedo in Asturias. That's going to be a new one. The Camino Privativo, that's an original route. The Portuguese one, you can fly into Lisbon or Porto. So a lot of people, they break it up over like a week or 2 weeks, and they do it over a few years because it's 700 and something kilometers, the whole actual Camino from the very north, the Francis one from the north. Yeah.
So most people, how many kilometers would they do in maybe one day?
About 10 to 15, right? But you can do more as well. It's not.
That's nothing.
It's not. No. I mean, 20, I did 110 kilometers and we walked, it was about 5.5 days. And when you get into Santiago de Compostela then, right, you know that you've seen, you know, the huge big fumador, the big huge incense burner, and it takes five of the priests to swing it. That goes back to the days when people in medieval times got to the cathedral. They were so smelly, right? Because they used to sleep in the cathedral. that was actually to keep the place smelling kind of nice, because it was full of pilgrims that had been walking, and there was no showers or nice hotels in those days. So that's where the tradition came
from. We could do with some of them on public transport, couldn't we, as well? In Ireland.
A few fumadors on the Lewis. I love the idea of that. Absolutely.
Just pop them randomly around the place.
Yeah.
Right, so getting there, Ed, flights from Ireland, how much are we talking and where do you fly into?
They're really affordable, right? There's flights from 40 euros to 80 euros. So there's loads of different options. I even saw the other day their flight from 20 euros, but you can do it, depends. I would say like the Camino de France is the one that goes into Santiago, and then people pick you up and they drive you to Caesarea, right? They're very good. And then there's different things, right? The pilgrim hostels, Trina, are from 10 to 20 euros a night. You're sharing there with those. Meals from 10 to 15 euros a day. You could genuinely have a life-changing trip, Trina, for less than a weekend in Dublin. Like, really, you could. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
I'm assuming these pilgrim hostels are very, very basic.
Yes,
it's literally
they are.
Have a little put your head down and that's
basic.
It.
They are. And right. They're refugios. They are. And you're sharing bathrooms and stuff. But, you know, like, I remember, like, it's all part of the fun, to be perfectly honest, right? Because, I mean, this is not a kind of holiday where you're looking for sort of three-star luxury,
Ed, when you said there it's all part of the fun, I just had this image of Mrs. Doyle and Father Ted, and when he gave her the tea-making machine and he said, it'll take the misery out of making tea, and she says through gritted teeth, maybe I like the misery.
And that is a brilliant analogy, because that's the truth, right? Because people do, I mean, you know, penance and, you know, the feeling of that misery, that's part of the penance thing that you do, because it's that when you arrive at the end, you do really feel that you've walked off a lot of the misery, to be honest, right? Mm. But I love it. And you drink a lot of tea along the way as well, by the way. It's very true.
Right. Talk to me then about, we get a certificate, do you, at the end of this as well?
You do, yeah. You get a certificate at the end of it, which is stamped to prove that you walked the Camino. You get your little stamps all along the way. Great credibility to the whole thing, you know. I mean, we have them in Ireland as well. You know, there's the Donegal Camino, if you want to try that, Trina, to start.
Come here, do you know what there is even closer to home? The Merino Camino.
There is, and there's one in Bray as well. No, honestly, like there. But this is really, this is the one, I suppose, that's really the kind of one that most people would love to do, you know. Just one thing I would say to people, right? Make sure that you have really good shoes, really good socks, you know, because if you get any kind of problem with
blisters,
you know, that is you don't want that at all, you know what I mean? So like that's the one thing, and there's loads of advice on that. Now we've companies called Follow the Camino, Camino Ways, You Walk. There's loads of different companies that will take all the pain out of the organising for you, and it's lovely when you get to your little, the options, you can have a little 3-star hotel, which you have your own bathroom, because a lot of people do this on their own, remember, as well. So you know, and then you meet people on the way. So, and you're talking about like 700 or 800 quid without flights for all the kind of all the stuff that they arrange. So it's a very, it's not mad money at all.
So just run through the locations where you can go again, Ed. The Camino.
So the Camino Francis, which is the classic one, right, through the north of Spain. The Camino del Norte, again, that's a coastal, more scenic one, less crowded, from Oviedo and other parts up there. The Camino Primitivo is the original route, very rugged. That starts in Oviedo as well. And the other ones that I think are amazing, if you like beaches and, you know, kind of lovely coastal one, the Camino Portuguesa from Lisbon or Porto. Porto, really, I would say, is a great one. And then there's another one as well, which goes along the Atlantic, which is very popular now, which again is the coastal Portuguese one. Google Camino Way and the route. You'll see there's lots of different ones. I would say, if you haven't done it before, like, pick one that you're going to enjoy. Look at the routes. If you like lovely little towns, you don't want to be walking along kind of big roads, do you know? So like for me, part of it is the quietness and you're in nature as well. Now, I did it in June and we had lashing rain, right? They gave you these, you know, those plastic maxi getting duns. I had one of those on me.
The ponchos.
Yes, the poncho. That was just like, because they do, it's green Spain up there. So remember, like it's not, you're not in the Costa del Sol, which is nicer for walking around.
So the best time to go then, I guess it gets very crowded at certain times of the year.
Yeah, like shoulder season. For me, I would say shoulder season, Trina, April, May, September is magic. Because again, it can get quite warm there in summertime. But again, as I said, you don't know. I mean, it's like Ireland up there. It's green Spain. So you're not really guaranteed any kind of sunny weather. But of course, you'd be more guaranteed than you would here. It's like the Wild Atlantic Way with a bit of sun, more sun okay. than you'd have here.
So youwalk.ie, you, the letter U, walk.ie.
Yeah.
Follow the Camino ways. There's lots of different companies.
And they're all really good. Like, if you chance it, you can do it yourself as well. But it's nice to have a phone call if you're sitting somewhere with a load of blisters and you want a taxi to pick you up and take you to the hotel, because that can happen too.
Okay, bring the blister plasters is all we're saying. Make sure you have plenty of them packed.
But it's an amazing experience, Trina. And what's amazing is how incredible that it's up. 530,000 people did this last year, and they're doing it for a reason, and they go back again and again, because I know it doesn't sound like sometimes, oh, that doesn't sound like a holiday. It just delivers it, whatever it does, it creates this amazing escape. And you come away from it feeling like you've really discovered yourself, not just the Camino.
Talk to you next week when you're back from Berlin.
Thanks a million, Trina.
Talking travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's classic hits radio.